The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are solely those of the podcasters. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the Trending Topics Network and or any and all contributors to this site. All beer inside also contains foul language and is generally for adults. So if you don't like anything we have to say, then kindly go fuck yourself with a bag of dicks.
Okay. So hard to hate.
So because you screwed me over for the nacho thing?
Oh, here we go.
I'm gonna give you...
What nacho thing?
Oh, no. I don't share. I don't share nachos. I'll share with him. I'll share with C-Money.
Nachos.
No.
I don't eat nachos.
Oh, you remember this.
Last episode.
Oh, you remember this.
Oh, at Hurley's.
This was at Hurley's.
For the
at Hurley's. Okay.
The eve of the eve of Christmas Eve.
I'm still upset by this. So there was nachos.
Oh, the nachos.
Yes. So she had a plate of nachos. Okay.
It was okay. It was fun.
And let me precursor this. Let me precursor.
Gift exchange for nobody to get a bad gift except for him.
Which is the point. Which is the point.
His gift wasn't bad, to be honest.
I was fucked.
You probably would have stole his gift because it was a bunch of app signatures from like 95 or something.
So let's bring this back to So let's bring this back to the nacho thing because I have still have a little bit of PTSD from this nacho thing. Okay, so I share everything with this person. She's like,
no, you don't share. You force it on people. You don't share.
Absolutely,
Mussolini.
But like
Mussolini,
I'm a sharer.
I like that.
See, money, you know me. I share everything, right?
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
You're a great host.
I'm a good host.
He is a good host.
Okay, make anyways, love already.
Anyway, so
he's
here we go.
He's a good host.
So
he is good.
I treat this person like a family member, and I'm pointing at Charlie.
The only Hitler.
And here's the thing. She had a
plate. Who's the lady?
She was okay, sorry. Treat her like fucking family, right? She's got a plate of nachos. C-Money grabs a bit of the nachos. She does. She has nothing.
I think even I got some nachos.
Carp grabs some nachos. Says nothing.
I think even a stranger came.
I think the waiter actually tried the nachos. Yeah. She said nothing. Then I took the nachos. She then looks at me and goes, I don't share.
That's not what happened, but...
You said I don't share.
I don't share.
Next episode of Mixy Money Court Cases.
Let's go into it. Go, okay.
Go.
Okay. I'm specifically the only person that she looked and
who's
snapped
the defendant?
At.
Hold on.
She's the fucking defendant.
Defendant. Okay.
I want her to apologize to me
plaintiff
for that.
Defendant.
She needs to apologize.
Oh, I gotta apologize.
Okay. No, well, if the court agrees, then you have to.
So I'm going to be a juror, and I'm actually going to remain impartial, like the unlike the jurors of last All Beer Inside Judgment Night.
Okay. Diamonds, you are the other juror, because we need two.
Yes.
And then your final decision if we're a tie.
If you're
That's
a tie,
fair.
Final decision.
Yeah, that sounds fair.
All right, let's do this.
Yes.
Okay, the story goes, so far, nachos on the plate, New Year's Eve, or no, Christmas Eve
yeah.
Pints, which is technically Eve.
Eve of the eve of Christmas Eve pints.
Right.
I.e. the 23rd.
And thank you to Carp for bringing that out to people to make, because most people can't always do Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
So appreciate it there.
I didn't like it, but okay.
Nachos are ordered. A lot of people start digging in, including myself. And all of a sudden, Mr. Old School puts his hands in, grabs some nachos, eats like everybody else.
Yep.
As you would think, but...
Except... He was actually the first to dig in. You guys think that everybody else dug in first, but he was the first to dig in. And I don't like sharing... My nachos. If I order nachos, it's because it's for me.
No,
I order it.
No,
he dug in first.
No.
Yes. What do you mean? No,
there's,
weren't even there.
Here's the thing. There's types of food. Foods have classification. If you had like a bowl of spaghetti, like, and I were to reach over and be like, you're having spaghetti.
I like where this is going.
Like, no.
I like where
when
this
you
is
get
going.
Nachos, nachos is like
community.
That's communal.
That's not real. That's not true.
Meatball in one hand. That's me. No, that's me. But nachos are communal. Like, you can't get nachos
who
and be like,
that
okay, so let's have some nachos because this is my meal.
Who says that they're communal?
Would you say the following foods are communal? Nachos?
Yes.
Yes.
So,
fries? Here's the thing.
Fries?
Okay. And let me, yes. And let me add to this.
I don't agree.
So 5 minutes before she yelled at me.
Wait.
5 minutes before she...
Yeah.
Mozzarella sticks? Are those...
Yes.
That's not real.
It's from that family of
that's
like...
That's not correct.
It goes in the middle and everybody...
No, because if you look at the pricing on the menu, there are single serving pricing. They're not $16, $18. They are $6, $9. It's a single serving. You just munch on the entire night, but it's not made to be shared.
Well, let me ask you a question.
You order nachos. Just because I order nachos doesn't mean that I'm nice enough to order for the whole table.
Was that nachos the size of a sharing portion? Raise your hand if you think it was the size.
It depends who you are, because I would eat the whole thing. So fuck off. Okay.
That's not allowed in this type of...
My question.
Take it up with the ownership of the establishment that wrongly labeled these nachos.
You may approach the bench.
Hold on.
It's not a
approaching the bench.
Right. May approach the bench. Did Charlie do or do not... That makes no sense.
Yeah.
Did Charlie grab or not grab somebody else's fries?
Oh.
2 minutes before your fries on your plate.
I asked if I could grab it first.
I did not hear her ask.
I just
grabbed it.
I always ask. I'm okay with sharing if people ask. I don't accept people just taking out of my plate. That was the problem.
Because
everybody asked except old school.
I will
did you
say,
ask for the nachos?
Hold on. I will say,
did
I did
you
not.
Ask for
I did not.
Okay, and did but you I, ask for the nachos?
I will say yes. that...
I'm like, hey, can I grab
the fries
like,
that were taken, it was a hands-on fries, can I take...
So it was already grabbed.
It wasn't fully grabbed,
but it's fingers on fries. So there's a component to it that's questionable. Did you already fucking take and now have no choice? But anyways, let's continue on with this. We get both sides, okay? So there's two stories. We can't interrupt each other.
Sure.
Was this an individual size portion, like on a small plate, like that's
no.
It was a big plate.
It was
a family size plate.
But I eat a lot.
Which is fair as well. No. Okay. So that's the groundwork.
Yep.
So we're gonna start with Mr. Old School from his.
But it's a Mexican dish.
Correct.
An Irish pub.
Whoa! Shit.
Fuck.
I'm gonna have to call Geneva here.
The United Nations. Yeah, we need a peace accord.
Here's my two gripes.
Those shithole countries.
You two what? Gripes?
I have two gripes with this.
Two gripes?
Gripes.
He's got two gripes.
Okay,
it's pronounced
gripes. We're gonna start with Mr. Old School sign.
Yes,
we're gonna give the side then over to the defendant.
Charlie.
Mussolini. Fruity Pebbles Mussolini.
Mussolini. Ooh.
And then from there,
might have to cut that. I
did not say your last name.
Bleep that.
I heard that. It was dummy.
Thank you.
Bleep it.
That was very close.
I did not say your last name.
I'll bleep out the first.
Thank you.
Syllable.
Do we not have like a more like audio friendly?
Well, I can do the high beep, but I like
no, lower,
like,
whatever.
Like a little.
As long as you don't put. Oh, in there, I'm okay.
Like a pixie
like,
just went
like all of a sudden, it just feels like when that, like, it's right into the core of my brain. Yeah.
Okay,
Okay. So, bottom line is,
so,
Mr. Old School, you could start with your full examination.
Here's my interpretation of what occurred. There was a plate of nachos that
can
she was,
you, give us the date and time, please?
And louder.
December 22nd.
Speaking of the microphone, sir.
December.
Was it a Friday?
It was a Friday.
It was a Friday.
I believe it was the 22nd.
It was.
You are correct.
Thank you,
sorry.
Charlie, for interrupting me again.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. Yeah, you're not sorry. You don't care. The 22nd.
Sorry, not sorry. Throwback Thursday.
I'd just like to mention for the audio audience that she gave me the finger twice in the last 8 seconds.
Noted.
Three times.
Judge.
We're going to allow it for now.
All right.
Keep going.
All right.
So weird being on this side.
That being said, there was a plate of nachos that arrived on Charlie's the area where she
Bill
be, yeah the barrier bell yeah C-Money grabbed a nacho. I'm sorry, but this is not acceptable.
They cannot see or hear
right.
what's happening. Please continue on without being
so my recollection of what occurred
Millennial.
Was then C-Money grabbed nacho from her plate. She said nothing. Carp grabbed something from a plate.
I did request that.
I do not recall that happening, but okay. I then grab something from the plate, and then she looks at me, snaps at me, yelled some kind of profanity saying...
You're gay.
Your Honor, please. First of all, that's speculative. That is speculative.
Restrict that from the record.
Strike it from the record, you mean?
Strike it.
She made a comment saying both that she was upset with me grabbing the nacho off her plate and that she does not share. Now, two things that bothered me about this. The first thing, that I was the only person that she made a remark to. So she specifically singled me out. She has known the friends... The group friends, I say in quotes, the group as, yes. So no one told you that was gonna be this.
I love that show.
That clap, 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 clap. She's known Carp for a long time.
Wait, hold on. Why did you say clap, 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 and then my name?
I think tune in for next week's episode
the
of
only thing the I will only say person that I noticed TV is you.
The only thing I would say to that is you perhaps might be projecting your insecurities onto me by saying that, but let's just move. You might have the clap. I don't know. No, I don't judge. I don't care.
Have had.
Not my problem.
Let's stick to the subject.
Judge. I
let's stick to the
guy.
Subject, everybody.
Carp's a great guy. Let me say
stick
this.
Stick to the subject.
So, the two things. So... the defendant has known our circle of friends for a long period of time. So what I was crestfallen with was the fact that she specifically...
Specifically.
I suggest that you guys...
She suggests.
That was funny because it threw back to an older episode that you didn't listen to. So specifically, what upset me was that I was singled out. And being overweight, you know, I'm a little bit self-conscious. I'm sorry, Your
I'm
Honor,
sorry.
Am I talking?
There is no...
Was I talking?
Objection.
Defendant?
Was I talking?
Objection.
Defendant, if you continue to interject in this conversation, you will be removed from the court.
Badgering the witness.
I apologize.
You know, already I'm a little emotionally...
Okay, teapot, let's go.
All right. That being said, you know... I'm a little bit self-conscious about my weight. And, you know, I make great strides in losing weight. I've lost
fantastic strides.
Fantastic. And, you know, if you listen to 450podcast.com...
Shameless promotion. Jury.
Your Honor, please,
the
jury...
I will allow it for obvious reasons.
450, as I was saying before I was rudely interrupted, 450podcast.com. If you were to go there, you'd hear about my journey, my weight loss journey... All my self-confidence issues, which I'm currently seeing a psychiatrist for, Charlie unfortunately didn't care about. So she brings up the fact that, oh, you can eat a nacho. And then she was implying, because of my weight, that, oh, fatty can't eat the nacho. Everybody else is fine, but I don't share with the fat guy.
Okay.
So,
question, could you guys have flown to Mexico to get nachos?
Irish Mexico.
It's a great question.
Could you guys have gotten a direct flight to Ireland to get nachos?
I was emotionally, not only emotionally scarred by the insult insinuating that I was being the only obese member of the friends community. Second, being the only one singled out, even though the defendant has known me. And you guys for several years, but specifically I was single out. And third,
judge,
your Honor, your
you're
Honor.
Making noise.
Get to the point, Mr. Old School.
And my last point: the fact that I have shared everything with the defendant—my life, my soul, my beer, my
AIDS.
Chips, fleshlight. My AIDS, my fleshlight. She's touched it. My couches.
One of my biggest regrets.
I have never said, she's grabbed chips off my plate. She's grabbed fries off my plate. I've never in my life ever said any remark that I don't share. And it broke my heart. Your Honor, it broke my heart. If you were to go to 450podcast.com, you would hear about the story. It broke my heart that she would specifically single out, yell at me, emotionally traumatize me. For the fact that I would take one nacho.
One.
She's come countless weeks to record podcasts.
Impact statement, Mr. Old School.
Your Honor, emotionally,
Your Honor,
compromised.
I'd like to,
due to the,
have a stay proceeding.
Thank you. I will rest. At this point,
this trial is about nachos. I think
comes from the heart.
I think this is a trial about friendship.
I think it is a trial. You know, I agree.
You know,
I was hurt. I was emotionally scarred.
I would agree.
Devastated. I was devastated.
I would like to say,
if you were to go to 450podcast.com right now, you would hear about the devastation. I'm not. I don't plug things. I'm just stating the facts. Your Honor, I rest my case. Good night, jury. Good night and good luck.
Bye.
Enjoy the deal. Bye.
Bye. Enjoy the deal.
Yes.
I rest my case. Thank you.
Yes. Okay, we will now hear from the defendant who's winking at me.
I'm winging.
Oh, like Google. Google doesn't like that.
Yeah,
Google,
what happened?
She said, I'm not cool with that. That's what she said.
He remembers it wrong. He actually was
Your Honor,
the first.
Objection speculative.
I'm sorry you have said
right.
your comments.
I'm just saying speculative. She's saying I'm wrong.
He was actually the first one to take out of my bowl. that sounded dirty. and not the third one. It wasn't C-Money and then Carp and then Old School. It was actually Old School and then everybody else. And when C-Money specifically took from my
your bowl.
Plate.
I took from your...
Stole from her plate. Box. Her box.
Please say
her old
the official
school,
term.
Her box.
The box. Old School said... Whoa, you yell at me and then you don't yell at fucking C-Money?
Your Honor, I've never said the
sorry.
Word what in my life.
You had your chance
I'm sorry.
To speak.
Okay.
Let the
all right.
defendant.
You're
let
right.
The defendant
you yell at me
speak.
And then you don't yell at C-Money? What the hell?
I don't remember
which
I'm
proves.
Excuse me.
I don't remember saying.
Which proves that he took from the plate before C-Money did. I do not like to share. I order a plate for $9 of nachos. I expect to eat it on my own. I don't voluntarily offer it to the table unless I specifically say so. And I don't say so. So I appreciate... The only thing that bothers me about people taking from my plate is people that don't ask. If you ask, I always ask personally. I say, do you mind if I take a fry? Even if my hand is close to it... People can say no, and I'm like, cool, no problem. But if he said no, I would have been no problem. I ask. If people just take from my plate, I take offense to it because I'm paying for it. Fuck you. Ask. Just ask. Don't assume that it's okay for you to take the plate.
Your Honor?
That's all.
Your Honor, what was the context of this evening? Was everyone's having drinks and just happened to order some meals here and there or some
everybody
food?
Ordered their
or
own meals.
We were having dinner and everyone was ordering their meals.
Yeah, everybody ordered
and
their own things.
So I will say this. The situation was that everybody had been drinking due to the New Year's Eve pints.
Christmas Eve.
Don't talk.
I'm sorry, Your Honor. I just had to correct your time frame of the
Eve pints. And it got to the point where everyone should fill their bellies with certain types of food in order to not get stupid drunk.
Were you all at a pub?
We happened to be at a pub, which happens to have pub food, which in the festivities of things, one would normally think that things might be shared. However, in this particular state, there is the request that someone who has stated they do not like to share, was that stated beforehand or was that stated after the incident?
I think
is what we need to find out. I will say that from my own personal situation in this particular case, the question would be, the statement has been made that I will not share. I don't like sharing my food, but it's okay to ask for other people's food.
I don't
so
mind.
So the question is now, are we comfortable with this?
I don't.
My question. Had Old School asked.
I would have said yes.
There asked, had he asked, may I?
I would have said yes.
So may I add to that? Because I brought the fact up that she yelled at me and not to you. And then I asked, why didn't you make a comment to C-Money? And she said, and the defendant said, I am afraid of C-Money. C-Money can beat me up. But you
can't. He can.
So imagine being told that.
That was a joke.
So no, stricken that from the record.
So imagine being told that. So hold on. That being said, she does acknowledge that that was said. So she does acknowledge that you took without asking, and she said nothing while she said something to me.
Comment.
Thank you. Good night. I rest my case.
Bye
bye.
I have a comment. That was a joke, but I do believe he could beat me up. But the reason why you were told not to take because I don't like to share is because you were the first one. Then
you didn't say that though.
No, of course I'm not.
At the time,
say
you didn't
it,
say
you because
were
you were the first one. You were the only one.
No, he took it and you said nothing. You just admitted to it.
Yes, but you just said now that you took offense to it. So I'm not gonna say after you take
I took
it, I'm
offense.
Gonna be like you're the first one. No. So I'm gonna tell you no.
It was clear that I took offense.
That's speculative.
Yeah.
It was clear that I took offense, and you also he took it and you said nothing.
No, you took. I said, listen, I don't like to share.
You did
because
not
share. Wait, can I?
Hold on. Plaintiff, defendant, please pause.
All right.
There's a question coming from the jury. You both have said some comments.
Understood.
Yes.
Defendant?
Sure.
Did emotions due to your copacetic relationship during STFU ending
absolutely
affect
not.
This decision
absolutely
at all?
Not.
Are
if
you
it was
sure?
yes.
Leading the witness, Your Honor.
I would agree with that.
No. If it
I'm
was
just,
C
no,
Money,
I'm asking
no.
if emotion affected this decision.
Absolutely
that's
not.
Like
if it
know.
Was C Money that took it first, he would have gotten
okay.
the beef.
That's all I wanted.
It's just
to
because
know.
It happened to be old
would
school
I,
that
or
took
would
it
I
first.
Have beaten you up, according to
no, you. No,
you
would have taken the beef first.
Okay,
so here's what happened.
Judge is.
You know what? I'll actually agree with. I'll actually agree with Charlie in the fact I do recollect now taking the first. But here's the thing. I took again. She said nothing to you. But on the third take, she said to
no,
me.
No, that's not true.
That I recall 100%.
No, here's the thing. Can I speak?
You
can I speak? You took. I don't like sharing.
Teacher.
I don't like sharing.
To be
it's
fair,
not
sharing
fair.
Is caring.
Okay, I don't give a shit. So if I order something, if I order a plate, I expect to be able to eat the plate without having to worry about the entire table merging onto my plate.
Did I tell you that I ate one
Wait,
onion ring?
Just a second, please.
I know.
Just a second. I expect to be able to be
Your
able
Honor,
to eat my plate without
this
having to worry
evidence.
For the table.
Do you hate Jesus Christ and the gift of giving?
Okay. I want to eat my plate.
In the holiday spirit that is Christmas on top of it?
I work for my money. I want to eat my plate.
It's his case.
Yeah, but it's my... I'm supposed to be speaking.
Hold on.
Is this still
so I'm going to give you
plus
each
final
a final statement.
I didn't even say my part.
Okay.
Closing the argument.
The defendant has, you know,
say,
I agree.
Okay,
she has a right to speak.
The defendant has a right
cross,
to speak again.
Cross,
I didn't even say my part. I order food. I expect to be able to eat my food.
You said this.
It just so happened that you were the first one to do it, so I told you, old school, I don't like to share.
It's not what
then after, I saw that you took offense, so when the second person took it, I didn't say anything, even though it did bother me. But I said, okay, you know what? Charlie, you're being apparently rude.
Did
so don't
think
say
about
anything
my
about
offense
it.
When your hands were on my goddamn French fries.
Exactly.
I always ask. I don't mind sharing unless
French
you ask.
Fries from my cold
the thing
dinner.
That bothers me, there's not a lot that bothers me in the world, but it bothers me when people assume that it's okay to do. So it's like if you assume it's okay to take my fries or whatever it was, nachos, I'll take offense. If you would have said, Charlie, do you mind if I take? I 100%, 150% would have said take it. It's fine. But don't assume that it's okay. I don't like that. It bothers me. Because I'm paying for it. Just ask.
Okay.
I always ask
That's
when
fair.
I take people's fries.
So,
I believe you mean to say ask.
Ask.
Two things.
I'm not a
mark. Two things. If that was clearly mentioned, I would have asked in
we're,
2 seconds.
We're going to figure this out
just
right now. We're going to make this a final
sure.
comments.
Sure. Okay. So what I would say then
as
is
the plaintiff,
if,
you go first.
If that was mentioned, I would have asked him to just say, hey, could you just ask me next time? No problem. But what was said was specifically, I don't share to me. Then you took, and she said nothing.
What was
so
the, for what me was to the delay between the I don't share and then
10
the
minutes or something?
Yeah, a couple minutes.
Yeah. So
but
know
then
what?
But then
were
my
aware
my
of
interpret-
the I don't share dialogue.
But my
oh, fuck, I just told
you. So my interpretation with that.
Fuck, you just
so my interpretation with that is
I will beat you up.
So my interpretation with that is I don't share with you, but I don't care if you take it.
It's not okay to interpret and take it as you.
But how could I not interpret it like that if that was the case? Wouldn't you interpret that if she yelled at you and said, don't take it, and I took it and she said nothing? Would you not be insulted? Would you not think that there was a double standard there?
Final statements?
And so that's my first question. And my second question, I forgot. Well, say
it happens to the best of us.
Exactly. And the fry thing, I didn't think that was cool. And I share everything with this person.
You don't
literally
share, you give. It's different.
Final statements?
Thank you.
I never asked.
Final
okay.
statement.
I give.
I give.
You're
going to
have
it.
I'm not finished
have
my
no
final statement.
Statements.
I have one little thing. I always accommodate. She's a pescatarian. I always accommodate her when she's here. Always.
But I don't ask you to. Do
but
I ask
you?
Final or do I ask
statements.
You? Do I ask you?
Your Honor, thank you.
I will hold you in contempt.
Thank you.
What's contempt?
Contempt.
What you're doing now is bad.
Contempt.
So again, so I do all that out of the goodness of my heart. And yes, I wrongly assumed it would be okay. But the fact that there was a double standard there really hurt my feelings. And the fact that I did all that and I get yelled at, I think that's wrong. I think she should apologize. Your Honor, I rest my case.
Final statements, no more comments from the plaintiff as of this moment.
Agreed.
Defendant, you now have your speaking time. After this, it will then go over to our jury. And if the requirement is needed for the final comment, it will come down to myself to make the judgment.
I specifically never ask anyone for anything based on personal purpose, whatever. When I come over, I never ask old school to make pescatarian food or food per se. He always offers. It's not fair that it's on me that he offers it and I have to eat it to be polite. So it's like, it's not me asking. It's not, he's not making, doing me a favor. I always tell him not to, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't give me anything. And he always specifically gives it to me, which is fine. I'm very grateful for it, but I don't ask for it.
Never says thank you. Go ahead.
Never, I do, but
that comment will be stricken from the
that's record. Fine.
I agree.
That's
I agree.
Fine, but it's not fair that he thinks that just because he offers me shit, that he could just take shit from me. So I'm okay
with
giving.
Jury,
I give people
the
world. I give people
the
world.
Stricken the language used by Mrs. Pebbles.
I give people the world. I give them everything more than I actually even have. It's not fair that he says that it's specifically to him because it wasn't. I did realize that I was wrong when I snapped at him.
I don't remember hearing that.
No more comments.
I do realize it. That's why I didn't say anything to the next person that stole from me. Okay. But I don't like sharing. It's a thing. I'm sorry. But it's not fair. You can't just take from people just because you offer things.
Final
statement. It's not nice. It's not nice.
That's your final statement?
That's not nice.
Final statement.
It's not nice.
Okay. So you have a situation here.
It's a miscommunication.
You've been off
where we have
juror number.
The Jewish girl versus the snowflake.
I might have snowflake.
So we would like
I want to be the snowflake.
We would like to bring this case of the Jew versus the snowflake to a close.
No.
So I would like to turn it over.
The first thing it comes down to is environment. We were at a bar. You share food at a bar when you order communal food.
You're at a pub. You're having pub food. You're having,
if you're having
nachos.
Pub, yep. I had
even the French
I had
fries.
A sandwich
I
with fries.
The umbrella.
The
no,
sandwich
I'm not
going to
have a bite of your sandwich.
The fries are going to go out there. Same thing as with nachos, calamari we mentioned earlier. It's communal food. Now, if you order communal food, you should honestly expect your friends to be like, oh, okay. I do believe Mussolini slightly overreacted to it.
Hashtag.
I love her.
And it's not just because of the bromance. I believe there was emotion involved that shouldn't have been involved.
No, it really wasn't. It really
wasn't.
In
the argument, originally, I favor for Mr. Old School at this time.
Okay. It wasn't, though, but I'm
Mr. Diamonds. What say you, sir?
I got a lot of the same points. It's the context. It's the family. You pick your friends. You don't choose your family. So it was a friend event where everyone was there. The festive. It was pre-Christmas giving. There was a gift exchange. We're all having drinks. It wasn't okay. We're all ordering our meals right now. It was okay. We've had a few drinks. I'm getting a little peckish. So here and there, nachos are classified as. Everybody get in. Nacho is Mexican for.
No!
Everybody have a sub.
That's not okay!
That's Italian for Mexican.
As he said this.
That's not okay!
No, it's true.
Mexican is everybody have a sub.
That's the .5 title. That's the .5 title.
There was some French fries taken, there was some nachos taken.
Does it help? Wait, can I just say something?
No. Your Honor, please.
Your Honor, can I just say one thing?
Have I been silent the whole time?
Your final thoughts?
Not really, there's two sizes of nachos. There's a single serving and
irrelevant
a family
serving.
Irrelevant
at this point in the case.
I took the single.
You had your chance to speak.
Okay.
The problem is...
And you did actually bring that up already.
Again, the umbrella of nachos. You know, if you would have had a burrito, you're not sharing a burrito. If you would have had a taco, you're not sharing a taco. You have nachos... Those things are fair game, man. For me,
And may I add, yelled at me. Oh, didn't yell
at
me.
And also, again, the fact that you guys are friends, close, the bond between the two of you.
Great.
If you, all the podcast, there's almost like this, I don't even have to ask because we have.
Might you say it's unspoken?
Unspoken bond, like where we share meals, we share drink, and in the Italian culture, I believe that's something where it's, you know, the breaking of bread and the sharing of the wine is something that's very important.
Doesn't happen.
It's Catholic, but anyways.
Nope.
And the body is the fish where you take
Italians
the rib out or something.
Italians are
like that.
Generally Catholic.
But
we don't share.
But I think I can understand the reaction.
Agreed.
However, I think I have to side with old school.
What? That makes no sense.
So, indeed, the final verdict does still come down to the judge. And I have to take a lot in consideration for what you guys have said. I will say that this is, what I'm going to say is pretty clear. So, that being said, there is a very clear mood to the evening, which was the festivities of Christmas and the giving and sharing of that holiday. There is... a history of friendship involved that would make you think that before any comments are made, a certain dialect may happen between each other before criticism comes into play. However, I would also say that there's a component of this where someone pays for something, they have the right to their food, and it is technically their decision to offer first and foremost up to someone.
Which I did offer it afterwards. I was like,
your words mean nothing. It's being.
No, but that honestly, that is an excellent point. I mean,
they do have the right in that spirit, even though it is assumed it is also a right to offer. That actually goes in line with the spirit of giving during Christmas. So this is the only reason why I have not yet officially deemed this as a closed case. Because there is fair sides to both sides of this party.
Neither of these fucking cases
no
have
idea
been
where
easy
he's going.
Or fucking, you know.
No, but that's
going.
The fun of this shit. Because people hate me no matter what I say. In this particular case, I'm going to make a gut call. It's not an easy call, but it's the most fair call. And it's in the spirit of things. I would vote in favor of Mr. Old School.
Thank you.
That makes no sense.
Due to the holidays and the general friendship in which...
Had this been like June 12th?
Yeah, that makes no sense.
You know,
because...
No, you know what? Had it been like just... And it was just the two or something and it was like we're going out for a meal and everyone was there. And even if it was the same gang, I think, and everyone ordered their portions. But the fact that it was
Christmas.
It makes no sense
because is more secondary than anything.
No, it makes no sense because you guys assume that I care that he stopped doing SCFU. I don't give a shit.
I don't care. I don't even know what the fuck we're talking about.
No, but it's like you guys assume that I was bitter about SCFU. I could not care less.
I don't know what you were talking about with that. That wasn't even in my head this whole time.
The year before.
Don't take into consideration what he's thinking.
The year before, who paid for all of your bills at Christmas?
Wow.
I did. I couldn't care less. It wasn't asked because I was in a giving mood. It's the fact that I ordered nachos and didn't want to share it because I was hungry and it's the only thing on the menu that I could actually eat because it didn't have meat on it. It's not fair for me to just assume, like, for other people to assume that they could just take from my plate. I apologize. Then when he took it from me, I said, out of...
This is getting too serious.
No, but it's not fair because I said, I don't share, I don't like sharing. And then other people started taking it and I was like, okay, maybe I'm overreacting, so I'm not going to say anything. And then he took it personally. That's not my problem.
Would you take it personally if she said it to you and then...
That's not my problem. If he would have been this, if C-Money would have been the first one, it would have been the same thing. I would have told him, fuck you. And then you would have taken from it, and I would have said, okay, fine, nothing.
So, hypothetically...
But it's not fair that I was meant to share my plate.
And what old school shared with, you know, his journey and everything. Do you still feel the same way? Like in his shoes, if you were there and you reach in and you're thinking everything's cool and you just...
I would never reach in and take. I would always ask. I always ask. Always. I never assume.
So is the issue the ask or is it...
It's the ask. You have to ask. You can't just take advantage of people in my mind. Ask. I would have 100%, 120 million percent said yes if you would have just asked. Just,
I'm gonna say,
you don't take.
There's a there's a different level here than just asking. There's a certain other frustration.
It's just asking.
Hold on. This is food we're talking about versus something more serious. I think we're just talking food, there's been many cases which I would say the general group has decided, I'm going to grab this off your plate, I'm going to grab that off your plate, people share a communal thing at a bar scenario.
But if it was...
If it's a sit-down dinner, I agree that there's a completely different protocol. This is my plate, don't fucking touch it unless I tell you something. At a bar... With the circumstance, like I said, with the circumstance that the holidays are attached to it, that's a separate thing. I think it's a little bit more lenient. And there's a component to, hey, you touched my food, can you at least ask? Versus, touch, don't touch my fucking food.
No, but it wasn't touch, don't touch my food. It was, don't touch my food, touch. It's different. He was the first one to touch my food. And just because we're at a bar doesn't make it okay to grab my from my plate.
Here's my thing then. On that point, and this shouldn't be in the episode because it's getting too weird.
No, it's fine. I don't mind. My point is,
if it was...
That's why I don't want to bring it up.
You know, well, you did though. I know. So, if it was, don't touch to him first.
It was.
I agree. Okay, so if that's the case, I wasn't listening. I didn't know at that point. My point is, if it was... Don't touch first. Should have been don't touch second and don't touch third.
No, because then I realized maybe I was being too harsh.
But he doesn't know that.
That's fine. That was my mistake. I realized maybe I was being too harsh. Maybe I was being too Italian about it. Fine.
I don't think it's Italian. I think it's just the fact that...
I realized that maybe I was being too anal about it. Then I allowed people. Yes, that makes you feel bad. I get it.
But
it's not okay to grab from a person's plate... Without asking.
I'm not opposed to that at all.
So I wonder.
It's just not okay.
I'm not opposed to that. That's like, not my...
Because what's the point of contention? I mean, and it's a little bit back and forth, and I think it's a little gray zone, but had Cart been the one to reach in and take without
asking? It would have been the same thing. I would have said, I don't want to share.
And had the same reaction come and been like, no, don't take it, it's mine. I don't know necessarily if Carp would have had the same
reaction.
Absolutely. He's very sensitive.
I also agree with that, though.
Which brings back to the Lady Jew and the Snowflake.
Hence why I brought that
up. And it's not a condemnation of either or.
Condom.
And
condemnation to you.
But I think at the end of the day, 3 weeks later,
Is there any love lost? Like,
no, but I mean, like, he's
on my end, yes.
He is overly okay. I'm sorry, and I don't. This you could cut this off, but sure. He's overly sensitive when it comes to me. Overly, and it's like it's not about you. It's the fact that you didn't ask and you assume because you give so much to me, which I don't ask for, and that you can attest for. I never ask for anything. Cut it out. I am a grown woman. I'm 35 almost. But it's like, stop it. It's, I don't ask for anything from you. Don't assume that you could just take everything from me. Okay. We're individual people and it's okay. We're good friends and we're almost best friends. But it's like, it's not about you and it's not about me. Stop making it about you. Stop being overly sensitive about it. It's because you took it first. You happen to be the first person to take it. I don't like to share. I want to eat my food. That's all it was. Cool?
No. Sorry.
What a dick.
Okay. So, yeah, that got awkward. And
that's why I don't want to bring it up.
Should be an interesting
podcast. But it's not awkward. It's a conversation, guys. It's not awkward at all.
And you know what? That's the problem is that people don't communicate, don't know how to communicate, are scared to communicate. And we take this stuff. We
internalize. And bitches be bitches and hoes be hoes.
It's not awkward at all.
As uncomfortable and as awkward and as weird as it might be on a podcast that we're going to listen to 3 weeks from now, while I'm in my car laughing, then all of a sudden we get to this place.
But it's not awkward at all. This will make it awkward. Honestly, this is going to allow the two of you to grow and build even stronger.
Oh my god.
Who gives a shit? Honestly.
Exactly. Who cares? It was Nachos 3 weeks ago.
Fucking fourth row cares.
And at the point that this comes out, it's going to be Nachos 2.5 months ago. So.
Exactly. Look, this guy's also lived through fucking one nacho out of two fucking full bowls.
One onion ring per bowl.
Oh, onion ring, sorry.
One onion ring. Yeah. I ate nothing that night. I had two onion rings. I had no breakfast.
Oh, wait. Maybe. Like,
Big was fisting the eggs off my plate.
I turned around.
Big was fisting the... You were eating the bacon.
Eggs are not a meal that you share.
But here's the thing. Did I say anything? No. I said I was a piece of shit. Big was a god. For about 20
Carp
minutes.
Carp was a god.
Yeah, it was
Brockville
differentiated
was a god.
Of Watson, Carp, and Big being gods and me being a piece of shit compared to them eating nothing, seeing a bill of about $65 on my credit card the next day, trying to figure out what I actually ate to spend $65. And I probably ate a total of two onion rings and about a third of an ounce of eggs.
Yeah.
That was us attempting to bring you into the life of intermittent fasting.
Yeah, I agree. They were working on my weight loss. At that point, they were trying to get work on my weight loss. And I now see in the future how that works.
All right. We're going to call it here, folks. You have your own case for us to judge. Send it to All Beer Inside.
That'd be a good idea, actually. Like two podcasters want to fucking judge and you guys judge.
Send us your audio recording. We'll judge on your behalf. AllBeerInside@gmail.com.
If you think that's a good idea.
Yeah, that's my problem.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, so, I don't think so.
At all.
So, if you guys still listen, Vamp versus Ant.
Are they fighting?
I don't
know. Okay. I don't think they even...
Hold on, Heavyset, you're always fighting with somebody. So, whoever you're fighting with, Heavyset, let us know. We'll contact them.
Maybe we could have the... banana argument with Heavyset and
Okay, Amanda, I know you don't listen to this. I know you listen to this. Amanda and Heavyset, the banana argument.
Versus what?
What is Heavyset not like?
I'm gonna ask Heavyset a personal question here. Oh, here I haven't met you yet, but I
he's sounds a good like guy,
you guys
though.
You guys yeah, had a good, fun time in Cleveland. So sorry we missed it. Me and Phil would have loved to have been there with you.
You're too busy yelling at me. It's fine.
Well, there's early talks.
Okay. So Charlie, C-Money, Mixmaster Phil, and
Mr.
Diamond.
They're going to Cleveland.
I would also love to have been there with you. So back to my fucking question. Is we would actually love to have you call in live during the next ABI. So ABI... Number 23?
Yeah, we'll get him on.
We're going to talk some St. Valentine's love. Let's get you involved real time. You've been one of the most dedicated listeners. We'd love to have you on the show.
And don't forget episode 23 and a quarter, wherein we debate the next argument
that we're going to argue about.
I'm going to be debating with somebody. It's going to be me and C Money. He's going to piss on like my house or something.
I'm going to get pissed at him.
Too late.
He already pissed.
Butt plugs and final thoughts?
Butt plugs and final thoughts? Nah. We already got our plugs and final thoughts. Yeah.
Butt plugs. Buttplugs?
That's an extra episode, though. You have to do it again.
Judgment Night. Who would you vote for? Who would you vote for?
Tweet ABI. Keep recording.
Live to Twittercast. Yes. Who's your vote for? Old school or Charlie?
Twittercast, go.
So C Money, still no Twitter until the future.
Dude, this is a massive announcement. It's the most massive announcement this show's ever had.
None of us could even follow that. We should have said that.
The person who will not be named is not happy. We're not going to name the person, but they're not happy.
Are they still listening?
No, we can't name that person.
Porcelain Ninja.
Yeah.
Porcelain Ninja.
Porcelain Ninja, exactly.
I thought it was Teflon Ninja.
No, it's Porcelain Ninja.
They're not listening anymore.
All right. Charlie, returning with All Beer and All Wine Aside.
Well, she's currently actually touring with All Beer Inside, so that makes
sense. All Wine Aside on every platform.
Needless to say, she won't be promoting this show on her show.
She's on Stitcher.
She's on Google Play.
She's on YouTube.
I don't give a shit, guys. You guys are the ones that are sensitive. Not me. I have no emotion.
She's on YouTube, Stitcher, Google Play.
Twitch.
Not YouTube.
iTunes? No YouTube?
No.
Okay.
No YouTube.
Everything else but you. Fuck you, YouTube, you piece of shit. Google Play.
Not yet, anyways.
Okay,
in a month,
YouTube, maybe in a year, but
Instagram,
before that,
Facebook.
Instagram, Tumblr. You on Tumblr? Is All Wine Aside on Tumblr?
Not All Wine Aside. Is All Wine Aside on ICQ?
The local stylings of.
No.
Can I say your real name?
No, you cannot say my real name.
When's the Charlie album, or the musical album? I'm not making an album.
But find her on Tumblr.
You haven't taken any of my challenges, so you're a garbage singer.
Tumblr. She's on Tumblr.
It's true.
She's on Facebook, but no, I'm not gonna do it.
You weren't doing shit.
She's on Facebook.
What I'd like to do in future episodes, I'd like to get everybody individually at some point and do kind of an interview show.
Ooh, okay, I like that.
So, we talked about this, but weren't we saying that within each next show? So let's say the next five shows, it would be the getting to know.
Yeah, there'd be a getting to know episode, and then there'd be a regular episode. That's what I want to try and do.
So the point five is the getting to know, getting or to know. It's within it, the
it
actual
would be
episode.
Complete, something completely like All Beer Inside, getting to know C Money. All Beer Inside, getting to know Old School. All Beer Inside, getting
hey,
to know.
If you guys are up for that, we're down.
So
let's do that.
And it's just hang out, drink a couple of beers. Pop the Zoom recorder on.
I like that.
I'm an open book. I don't know about you guys.
I like that. Yeah, I like that.
All right. So hopefully there's more in the future for All Beer Inside.
I love to share other than food. I love to share.
And old Jay Dunn.
She hates dogs.
For any other podcast.
And if you're in the Montreal area, I think Jay Dummy's always looking for ball hockey. Any ball hockey leagues out there in Montreal if you need a power forward?
BHL.ca.
The fuck is BHL?
We're
a ball hockey league.
Basement Championship League.
Montreal Ball Hockey League.
There you go.
.Canada.
Molsacchio.
Any Montreal listeners?
Check them out. BHL.
Dimey's always looking for ball hockey.
I've got same career points as George Lorac.
There you go.
I would like to share my podcast with you. That is 450podcast.com. Learn about my life story.
Oh, wow.
You see that? Bitter. Somebody's a little bitter.
Tastes like her second beer.
Unlike her, and I won the case, I'm going to be hashtag better. I'm going to be hashtag better, and I'm going to wish you success in your future endeavors. I'm hashtag better. You're a great person. Have a great evening. Hashtag better.
And according to Mussolini,